Hey, there's a cartoon that I saw where a woman comes home, her cat's sitting there, and she says, "Kitty, did you miss me?" And the cat looks at her and says, "I'm sorry, do I know you?" And it's just a funny little play on the way that people think of cats. They think that they don't care about us. Well, Dan Riskin is our science expert, our News 1010 science correspondent, is here to tell us differently, I think. Dan, are you there?
I am. Hey, do Dan. I know you?
Do I know you? So what goes on here? There's a new study that said that cats actually like people. This goes against thousands of years of perceived wisdom.
Well, it does. And people, cat lovers are taking this headline and running with it. But I'm going to tell you why I don't totally buy it when I finish explaining the experiment to you. There's a test that they've done on children and dogs. And this is a test that's supposed to show how children and dogs are very attachy and they form bonds and they love you and they love the family that they're with. And so what they do is it's called the secure base test. And what happens is they go into a room with, their owner and they spend 2 minutes in this new room sort of checking it out and exploring the space. Then the owner leaves for 2 minutes and then the owner comes back. And the question is, how does the cat respond to seeing their owner again?
Right.
And what 2/3 of these cats did is to sort of check in with their owner and feel a little bit more secure because their owner's there and then start exploring again. And they seem to calm down when their owner's there. That is exactly the same reaction that's been shown in dogs and in humans and been used as evidence that these animals are social. And so the argument the authors make is cats do it too, so they're social. So they must love people as well.
So why don't you buy in?
Because they didn't test to see if they'll do it if a stranger walks in. And there are these studies that have shown that cats don't really care who's feeding them or who's giving them attention. It could be their owner or it could be a complete stranger. And that's a big difference if you ask me.
Yeah.
So I want to see them repeat this experiment with, like, you know, just a person in a clown suit comes into the room and see what the cat does then.
Okay. And well, you know what? We'll make that happen. So when a cork pops on champagne, the gas rushing out, and it's CO2 and H2O, exceeds Mach 1. That's the speed of sound.
Yeah, I know.
This is crazy.
It's so crazy. Some French researchers, and of course they were French because it's champagne.
Yeah.
This is just something you can take with you. You know, you were talking about working in a restaurant.
Yeah.
If you're trying to strike up a conversation in a setting where there is champagne, this is a great way to do it. When you pop that cork, the carbon dioxide that's in the neck of the bottle is under intense pressure. And when that cork comes out, it comes rushing out. The factoid you will tell all your friends is that it's going faster than the speed of sound. The second factoid you're going to tell all your friends is that because the pressure drops so quickly, it super cools that air down to minus 90 degrees Celsius.
In the neck,
so cold.
In the neck of the bottle, or just like the gust coming out of the bottle?
The gust coming out. That air, that carbon dioxide gas that was under pressure, because of a really fancy equation in chemistry and physics, when the pressure drops, it gets cold. And so it goes to minus 90 degrees Celsius. And that is so cold that the carbon dioxide actually forms dry ice. And so when you see that cool smoke that sometimes appears at the neck of the bottle, that's crystallized dry ice that's formed in the air. So that's the second cool factoid, is how cold it gets. And then the third thing you can tell people is that the jet, because it's going faster than Mach 1, faster than the speed of sound, it actually forms these very, very fast, very short-lived shock waves that look identical to the shock waves that appear behind fighter jets. And so they call them Mach discs or shock diamonds, but there are these really cool things. And so the researchers had these high-speed cameras and they were looking at the champagne bottles and they were able to show that the same formation that forms behind a fighter jet is exactly the same as forms behind the cork when it leaves the bottle. So champagne, who knew, huh?
As if
good
I
stuff.
Didn't already enjoy drinking champagne. You know, incredibly. So the science just makes it even cooler. All right, there's
it
one more thing.
Makes everything taste better.
There's one more thing I'm going to throw at you. This is not on your list here. But do you know who Cuff and Link are? These are not names that are going to ring a bell with you.
No, but that sounds like something to do with a shirt, doesn't it?
No, well, it does. Cuff and Link are the turtles owned by Rocky in the 1976 movie Rocky. So there's a scene where Adrian has given him the turtles, and then the turtles are in his apartment in an aquarium. Well, Sylvester Stallone still has those turtles. Cuff and Link lead a very plush life in Sylvester Stallone's home 40 years later. 43 years later. Isn't that cool?
That is cool. I mean, if you were going to pick an animal that you wanted to live a long time, you'd go turtles or you'd go parrots. So he chose well. Way to go, Adrian. Way to supply a good gift in the fictional universe, and I'm glad they're still alive.
And because I know that, you know, you study mammals and you study life of all sorts, like bats. Do bats live a long time?
You know what? That's funny you should ask that. Bats actually live a weirdly long time. For
really?
Mammals their size, you would expect them to live like maybe 5-10 years tops. But there are bats in Canada that have lived more than 46 years.
Is that right?
And this is, I mean, part of it's because they hibernate, and so they save a lot of energy in the winter. But even if you take that into account and count the number of heartbeats, bats live a weirdly long time, and there are a lot of researchers who are trying to figure out what their secret to success is. So, they're not quite going to last as long as those turtles, I don't think. I'd put my money on turtles before bats. Turtles are almost impossible to kill, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm not saying people should go out and kill turtles, but they seem to be like, I mean, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles have the odds stacked in their favor because they are weirdly resilient. Turtles are. And so that's great that Rocky's got, or Sylvester Stallone has his turtles doing well as well.
Okay, we're out of time, but there's one text here. The speed of ejaculation is faster than the cork in a bottle of champagne.
Well, I guess it depends if you're talking about Rocky or not, doesn't it?
Dan Riskin, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Pleasure to speak
to
you.
For his turtles.
That's Dan Riskin, News Talk 1010 science correspondent.